Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Next up on High Velocity Radio, we have Damian Cook, mortgage banker with Assurance Financial. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been sitting there patiently. You laughed at all my bad jokes. So tell me a little bit about your backstory and how you got where you are now.
Yeah, so I've been in mortgage lending for 10 years. Beforehand, when I came out of school, I was in high-tech sales, and that really wasn't my cup of tea. So I went back and got my MBA. And one of the courses I enjoyed the most was corporate finance. And loved that, and then always had been fascinated with the financial markets, stocks, bonds. And came out of it and had an awesome opportunity to start with, at the time, a really big mortgage bank here in the Atlanta area. And just jumped in and loved it.
Well, you're also in an industry, just like the healthcare industry, that's gone through a lot of changes in the last year. Do you want to talk about the industry, how you guys are doing right now? Because I know there's so many misconceptions about the mortgage industry.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot like Bob, I mean, our industry has been totally overhauled. It really started after the crash in 2007 with the pass of the financial, the Dodd-Frank is what most people know it as, Financial Reform Act. But it created the CFPB, which is a big regulator. So we have several different regulators in our industry. But basically what it's done is it's come in, and there's been some good things. You know, I'm not a big advocate of regulations, but it has streamlined some stuff, cleaned up some stuff, which has been really great. There are a lot of misconceptions about what it's done, and there's some challenges too. You know, I think the advantage of working with a good seasoned professional in the mortgage industry is you know, I see a big part of my role is helping clients navigate those changes, right, and absorb a lot of that change for them and try and provide as smooth a process as the government will allow obtaining a mortgage right now. You know, that's kind of exactly what I do.
Well, definitely. And I think we've seen it definitely an upswing in people who want to buy houses and want to go out and get a mortgage. And, I mean, the rates have been historically low, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, depending on exactly when you look, last summer we kind of bottomed out at really 40-year lows. And they've come up about a point, but still rates are, depending on the product, like the benchmark in our industry is the 30-year fixed. But it's hovering in the low fours, which is just fantastic. I mean, still just record low rates. Rates are fantastic. The Atlanta market for real estate has really done well the past year, year and a half. Prices have stabilized. We saw a stabilization first quarter of last year. And there's actually a lack of inventory right now, which has been great. That's helping prices recover also. But it's a great time to be out buying a house and looking at obtaining a mortgage.
Well, let's talk about obtaining a mortgage. How does a customer comes to you? Walk me through a customer engagement and also misconceptions about credit score.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as working with clients, you know, the first thing I try and do is just have a conversation with the client and understand what they're looking to do. Everyone has different needs, right? Based on what their needs are, then we put together a plan. You know, depending on how soon they're looking to buy. The first step really is a pre-qualification, and that's an in-depth process where we talk with the clients, understand their income, assets, and liabilities, and show them different mortgage options. And that's kind of the first step, is to get some numbers in front of them and say, okay, this is what you could potentially get approved for if you want it, or based on a lot of times clients, and what I try and do is work more with their budget. You know, where do you want your payment to be? What price point do you want to be at, and kind of cater mortgage options to fit their needs. So we go, you know, we take one of two routes to get them there.
Okay. Well, what can these people sort of do to find out all this information beforehand, before they get to you, so they can be prepared to do this? Because people don't buy that many houses in
right.
their lifetime. So,
yeah, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges for consumers and clients, and I talk about this to people all the time, there is so much misinformation about the mortgage industry and the lending process out there.
Well, it's scary.
In the media, in the especially on the internet. I mean, it makes it really challenging for the average Joe to figure out, hey, what do I need to do about getting ready to obtain a mortgage? And I think a lot of that is driven by the fact we've had so many changes, especially in the past 2 or 3 years with all these regulations.
Yeah.
You know, the downside of the internet is that information is put out there. But a lot of times you can't tell, was this put out there last week? or 2 years ago, right?
And what channel is it coming from? Is this just some Joe Blow blogger, or is this someone that knows what they're talking about?
Exactly. Do they know what they're talking about? But, you know, in our industry, they could be reading something that when it was published 6 months ago,
it was true.
It was absolutely 100% accurate. But now we've had a regulation change, and it's totally inaccurate. And that's really what creates the challenge. A lot of times I do have clients coming in that, you know, have a lot of misconceptions. And really the first step with them is just help them understand, hey, you know, this is the reality of the lending environment, and help them understand their options.
Well, and it's also re-educating them, too. I'm sure you have the people that come in that have scoured the internet, and they're like, well, I know what I'm doing. This guy isn't going to pull one over on me. And you're like, hey, I'm here to help.
Yeah, yeah, you do get some of that. A lot of it, like, you know, I think in most facets of business is trying to earn the trust, right? Mm-hmm. Earn the right to be their advisor. And, you know, that's really kind of step one. But, you know, I think the you asked me about misconceptions. I think the biggest misconception out there, I hear people all the time that will come in and say, oh, you know, I heard you've got to have perfect credit and 20% down for a mortgage. And that is absolutely 100% inaccurate. And especially with these recent changes, I mean, very rarely, I can't really think of one time in the past 2 or 3 years where I had to tell a client that there was not a mortgage available for them that I felt like they should be able to get a home loan. Home loans, I mean, it's a big deal. You're borrowing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean, more than these people have probably ever borrowed in their life.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the underwriting guidelines now are very realistic. You've got FHA, which is backed by the Federal Housing Administration, Department of HUD, which is a great first-time home buyer program, as little as 3.5% down. So you don't have to have the 20%, and they also have very flexible credit guidelines. But I think the bottom line, what I tell people is it's, you know, lending's kind of reverted back to where it started in a lot of ways. But to get a loan, you've got to have a job. You got to have at least a little down payment. You know, first-time home buyers, like I said, that FHA, 3.5%. Mm-hmm. And you also got to pay your bills. Right.
Yeah.
If you don't work, you don't have any money, you don't pay your bills, no mortgage.
Well, and that sounds all like common sense, but like during the seven-year boom, they were giving out loans to
it was crazy.
Everybody. Yeah. It was absolutely absurd. Anyone could obtain a loan.
Yes. Yeah. It got, yeah. The industry, I mean, had my industry, mortgage lending, as it stands today, is about 70 years old. And yeah, there's a 10-year period. Just everyone got away from the fundamentals, and it created a huge mess.
Well, tell me how Assurance Financial, sort of, you guys separate yourself from everyone else. Do you guys just do mortgages? Is that your niche?
Yeah. So we, unlike a traditional bank, we don't do anything but home loans. So we do one thing. We're experts at it. We have in-house underwriting, processing, closing. We lend our own money, and really, what our focus is to provide clients with the highest level of service in the industry. We have awesome rates, awesome closing costs, but it's really the service. Me and my team work very hard to try and, like I said a couple minutes ago, navigate those regulation issues and make it as stress-free as it can be in this lending environment.
Well, I like what you said earlier in the interview, is that you're not just trying to sell people mortgages. You'll actually turn people down if you say, hey, this isn't a good deal. Yeah, I can get you a mortgage, but it's not going to do you any good. This is going to be really tough on you. You shouldn't do this. That's huge right there. You're actually looking out for people.
Yeah, one of the things I love most about my job is, you know, I'm sure that for our listeners that have bought a home before, if everything goes really smooth, buying a home is a major undertaking, right? I mean, it's ranked up there between, you know, marriage, death of a family member, right? New job, baby, or whatever. It's super stressful. So what I love about it is I'm not going to talk anyone into buying a home or getting a mortgage unless they're 100% committed. So what I love is I just sit back and try and help as many people as possible. And when they're ready to buy the home, when they're ready to get the mortgage, they can call me and I can help them.
Yeah.
You know, and it frees me up to just sit back and help people. And, you know, the other huge opportunity in my industry is I think that from an industry standpoint, we do a very poor job of explaining things to clients.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was looking at getting in the industry, a lot of people kept coming to me because I was asking them, you know, what was your experience when you got a mortgage? And I kept hearing over and over,
They were talking over my head. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly, Kevin. You know, people were going to closing. They didn't understand the terms. They didn't understand the numbers. Things were changing at the closing table. And, you know, I think for the hallmark of a great mortgage professional is someone who takes the extra time, even if you have to go over it. And I'm sure Bob does the same thing with his clients. You know, you go over it because it's confusing. You only buy one or two homes in your life. You know, you go over it again and again and again until, hey, they get it. They're comfortable, right? And then that's what creates a great customer experience, which is really what we're looking for.
Well, and they feel educated too, because once you're at that closing table, it's really intimidating. And with other places that are talking over their heads, they don't want to say "I don't know" or raise their hand.
Right.
I mean, they're making, like you said, hundreds of thousands of dollars of an investment, and that's crazy.
Yeah, the closing table is really intimidating for most people. You know, everyone, especially for the buyer, even if. Always on their first home, but even on their second and third home, because everyone, they're the ones with the bulk of the work, you know, all the pile high of paperwork, and everyone's staring at them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, start signing, and it creates an uncomfortable environment for people to raise their hand and say, hey,
I don't understand
something. So we try and take care of all that on the
beforehand, and they come into the table a lot more confident. It's like they had their reps to swing into the bat. So
right, yeah. The goal is when we go into closing, and I go to all my closings, so I'm there if they do have any questions. But what I want when they sit down is they look at everything, and it's exactly what we had discussed the entire time. There's no surprises. Mm-hmm. They've been prepped, and everything's in order, and they're comfortable, and they're like, okay, I'm ready to purchase the house, right? The mortgage is a vehicle to do that, but it shouldn't be the focus of all the stress, right?
Yeah.
Which a lot of times it is.
Wow. So where do you see the industry going in the next few years? It seems like everything's getting better. Like you said, prices are stabilizing. Is the house buying industry going to keep going up?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's really kind of interesting, more, you know, kind of two different questions. The mortgage industry, I think, as a whole, we've completed our last round of major regulation, right? We've got one more coming up August of next year. And then for the foreseeable future, we're kind of done. So it'll be operating in our new normal, which is great, you know, because then you can figure out how best to serve your clients at that new normal. You know, for a lot of the stuff that I try and read, because I do focus on purchase transactions for my clients, the Atlanta market, right now, there's an inventory shortage, and I think it's going to get worse over the next several years. I mean,
definitely.
If you look back at housing starts from 2007 forward, there were almost no new homes built. But people kept moving to Atlanta. People kept having babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
People immigrated to the United States. So I think that there's a huge housing shortage coming the next 3 or 5 years. And even now, you know, you get out there and talk to builders, there's some of the big companies that are building, like the major. But a lot of building in Atlanta beforehand was done by
smaller companies.
Right. And they still can't get loans from banks. So that part of the market's not being served. So right now is a fantastic time to buy a home because rates are just above 40-year lows. The inventory crunch, it's a little bit right now, but I think it's going to get a lot worse. So,
well, definitely.
You know, anyone who's looking to buy in the next year or two, I mean, right now is the time to be looking.
Definitely. So rates are going to stay low. Do you think it's ever going to come back where we have these builders, these luxury home builders and stuff that can come back to the market? Because they didn't really do anything wrong, but it was just so crazy how many houses you could sell. They sort of overextended themselves and built too many communities. And I know they've built up a lot of scar tissue, and a lot of them lost it all. But do you think they're ever going to be able to swing back there?
No, absolutely, Kevin. I mean, there's a market for that, and it's just a matter of the banks. And a lot of, especially in the Atlanta marketplace, a lot of that lending was being done by the community banks, which a lot of them went away.
Mm-hmm, or got absorbed.
So, I mean, there's just part of that market that is not being served right now.
Well, I think after talking to you, it's really a no-brainer that if you're going to get a mortgage, you should go with someone that specializes in just mortgages, because it is so complex and there's so many different elements to it. How would our listeners reach out to learn more or maybe have just a conversation with you if they're interested?
Yeah, I mean, I love always talking to people on the phone. I mean, you can get me at my office phone. That's 770-696-9840. That's my direct line. Website is lendtheway.com. Like lead the way, but we're lenders. lendtheway.com. And I mean, I grew up in Atlanta, so love to help people when I can.
You're the one, so.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you.